About 30 years ago, I came up to Toronto from the lovely, beautiful island, which I wish I was there now in Trinidad.
Yeah, no snow there, eh?
Yeah. Oh, no snow. No snow, no blues. When I first came, I came for like 3 weeks vacation. And in those 3 weeks, I used to go to the West Indian bars. There was a big West Indian culture in Toronto at the time. Lots of bars and West Indian bands played. So these were all the only people I knew. So I used to go to the bars, and then for some weird reason, I got up and played guitar, and word had it around the West Indian community, oh, there's this guy from Trinidad, you got to hear him play guitar. So I got well-known in those 3 weeks. They went, oh, just come up and play a little couple songs with this band. So I did a Hendrix song. I knew Hey Joe. It was the only Jimi Hendrix song I knew. I just kind of did it, and this, in the audience was this guy. He had this agency in Toronto, and he goes, you know, why don't you learn 2 hours of Jimi Hendrix? I guarantee you $5,000 a week. And in the back of my mind, I'm going, I don't like this stuff. Really, I don't know it. I'm a Sly and the Family Stone, James Brown, all this running. And then I started thinking, you know, for $5,000 a week, man, I'd be Dolly Parton, man.
Yeah. No kidding, eh? Wow,
yeah,
full circle.
$5,000
for sure.
A week, so I decided to get a band together. We learned some Hendrix stuff, and we went out, and that was it. And we started doing the Jimmy thing, and it was amazing.
Coming up on your show next week, what can South Simcoe look forward to when you come and take over the stage here at the Gibson Center?
Well, the last time I was there, it was amazing. I was shocked that so many people came out. I mean, the turnout and the reception was so good. This time, I'm coming semi-hippie.
Oh, nice.
I'm just coming semi-hippie. I got to play the part now. It's not no, I'm a cat like that. Got to give 120% or I ain't giving none. So what they could expect is, I'm coming hippie. I'm standing up to play this time, no sitting down on a stool and playing some of the hits and some obscure stuff.
Now, if anyone wants to listen to any of your music, whether it's any of your from the Jimi Hendrix cover set or maybe some Wild Tea and the Spirit, where can they listen to you before the show next week?
WildTeaAndTheSpirit.com. Or people in this day and age, you can just Google Wild Tea and you'd find all kinds of stuff and pictures and crazy stuff. It's winter time, but think warm thoughts. Just dress like hippies, man. Let's do the hippie thing.